go out to LA. Coming from the city where no pity is shell. Somebody need to do a song for LA.
Hello, my name is Elaine, and I'll be your tour guide through South Central Los Angeles.
Look, count my dough and smoke up. I'm from California. Where you from? So what? I'm from California. California. California.
This is Los Angeles.
Well, where are we going?
Westward, ho.
All the gangsters in the back. It's time to hit that dance floor. Just a little bit. Just a little. I want to give a special shout out to Shan and Britt. They are the ghostwriters to this episode right here. Now, as a matter of fact, this is not even a ghostwriter episode. This is just their episode. I'm just narrating their episode. There it is. I'm the narrator of their episode, right? Shan presented the idea, and I said, say less. Then I pitched the idea to Britt. She sent me some, and you like to hear it? Here it go. So this is the official, this is the official, this or that. Shout out to Forget That, yo. Ant, Stone, we need y'all back, man. Y'all been gone for a very long time. I don't know what type of ayahuasca vacation Ant is on. You know what I'm saying? Stone has been in the public eye. He's been posting a lot. He stayed posting his family. He's still a gang member. RICO case. Yes. Yes, 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 indeed. But shout out to Forget That, yo, because they have a segment in their show by the name of This or That. I'm a part of some of those classics, by the way. Go tap into them. I mean, they ain't been to work in a very long time, but you know how niggas is, man. Anyhow, Shan's kicking it off. So this is basically songs that sampled some classic songs that Shannon Britt likes and dislikes. And I'm going to see if I agree with them. You know what I mean? Because we're about to find out what part of the song, or if it was the whole song itself, like, what is bothering them so much, right? So here we go. This is Shan's first song, and it is by Coco Jones. Here we go. I like the build up. I like the build up so far, Shan. Hey, hey.
How come when I see your name on my lock screen, I already know what it means?
Okay.
I was rolling in his bed, it was rent free in my head. I thought I was done with that lease. Please, I wanna love another person. Can I please love another person this time? Me, I've been putting all this work in, and you still got a place in my mind. It's gotta be your way. I want it to be mine. You think this is?
Yeah, okay. I got enough of it. Let's see what Shan says, and I'll let you know if I agree with what she says.
I feel like the start of this song is trickery at its finest, and I love Coco Jones.
Y'all do.
Her. I love her voice. I love her look.
Same.
I love the fact that she.
Chocolate.
But I feel like.
Okay. All right.
Why the hell did my voice go down?
Don't
so
know.
Far? What
it's
the hell
pretty
was
spooky.
That about?
Pretty spooky.
But anyway, yeah, that song is trickery. Coming with another one.
I agree. You know, we got that sample, and that came from a classic song, though. You know what I'm saying? Like that song, the intro when this song came out, we wasn't even born, okay? But this is when you looked at a woman, and if you didn't have the bars yourself, you let this man, Mr. Lenny, tell you how to tell her.
Girl, you know I love you.
That's crazy right there. That's crazy talk right there. Classic crazy talk. But I agree with Shan on that one. I see what you meant by trickery, because, well, maybe she thought that the rest of the song would be attached to that intro. And I don't know. I mean, I think that song is pretty vintage, too vintage for her to try to mimic it all the way. I'm gonna give her some slack. It's not my cup of tea. I like the original better on this one. So it's a no for me too, but I know that she had to put a newer style to it for it to be a record that she could put out in today's time. Let's see what the next one is. Kalani, After Hour. You know I like that intro. Oh, and then the switch up. This is starting off real good, Shan. I'm still in this one just off the intro alone.
We don't gotta take it slow. I'ma hit the gas if you're ready to go. I wanna rock it up, sweat.
This is a lot already. This is winning.
When you touch my neck, I'm ready to fall. I wanna make magic.
Okay.
I want you to feel me.
Okay.
I want you to grasp me. I want you to.
Now that's it. You, Kalani, you playing. Don't play with me like that, Kalani, girl. You better stop playing. Let's see what Shan said about it. Because, you know, Shan, I don't know.
Okay. This from Kalani. The trickery at the beginning was from those old school twins.
We're going to get to that.
But it was a summer song. So this I like. I got.
You going down that tunnel again. Yeah, she in that tunnel.
Why does it keep doing that? But that one I like. I like that one. So that one's good.
And see, I got to, I must say, I agree. From the intro to the rest of the song, I give it like a solid 9.5. I put that particular track on my playlist. That track has made the playlist. That means you went to, in Greg's term, you went to Hall of Fame. You did the dope or nope test and went straight to the Hall of Fame. Beyond the dope. That was a good song. I like how she sampled that. Moon, young body and girls. We already know the original. You know what I'm saying? I think she did great. I think they should pat her on the back for that one. That one is nice. Let's see. Let's go to the next one. The next one is called You by Lola Brooke featuring Bryson Tiller. Okay. Start off with the Foxy.
Young Lola, controller, come closer, mad pretty, make me lose composure, tag tips, she want you come over, last lap in the city, no, I'm months over, true, no, I see you come over.
I'm a badass Brooklyn brown skin bitch, and I love a hood nigga with some toxic.
No, you're not gonna redo the song and make it sound like the Rough Draft. We already have. Let me see what Shan had to say. Shan, you better not.
This shit, I hate it.
Come on, Shan. Come on.
Let that sound be that song and leave that shit the fuck alone.
Say it.
I don't want to hear that feel on this song. Uh-huh. This should have been left the fuck alone. And I do like Bryson Tiller, but this is a no for me. No.
That's a crazy thing. I don't really care for Bryson like that. Like, I'm cool on him.
And I do not approve of this. Is this Gorilla? This Gorilla bitch trying to sound like Foxy. No, ma'am. You could never.
Be nice.
Oh, that's.
You gotta be nice. You gotta be nice, man. Don't do that. But look, no, she's right. Because when you go to the original, like some stuff you just need to leave alone. Because this is crazy. Oh man, like you wanna talk about that chocolate was just pure perfection. Come on.
Come on.
You better leave Foxy alone. Yeah. Lola, whatever Lola wants, Lola gets. Not that one. Leave that one alone, Brooke. Leave that one. And Bryson, you know. Shame on you, bro. Let's move on. That's despicable. Okay. Next song, Back to Your Place by October London. Now, let me tell you. This nigga right here? I haven't heard the song. But let me tell you, he's dangerous. The name alone, October London, you confusing everybody. That's a cold name to have. You have to be a pimp. With the name October London, you have to be easily top three pimps in the world. Smooth. I'm talking about Bobby Drake, smooth. That's a Marvel character, not Drake and Bobby texting each other. You know what I'm saying? But let's hear this song right now. Oh, this is starting off.
Oh, baby.
Crazy. This is already.
I've been looking at you all night. Yeah.
Greg, this is Dope or Dope Hall of Fame number two for Shan. If she doesn't agree with this one, I can't give it to her. But if she agrees, she got two classics under her belt. Cause the ooh-woo right now is a woo-woo. Oh man, this is like honey on a butter biscuit.
I've been thinking about you.
Jesus' name.
Once the day becomes the night.
That is some. Stop this. Everybody's pregnant. All right? Y'all nasty. Everybody out there is a freaky ass nigga right now. To this. Man, this is one of those summer nights, nigga. I'm talking about, nigga, it's 73 degrees outside. 10:37 p.m. at night. You got the window open. Hell, you got the wooden door open, the screen door closed. You letting some of that summer night breeze hit that door. It's probably a baby boy. Shout out to Dolomite. Too Much Game Podcast. It's probably a baby boy rerun on BET. Either that or Friday at the Next or Next Friday. You know what I'm saying? Truth be told, yeah. Yeah. And if you got, I don't want to speak on it, but for the people that got extra channels, you know what I'm saying? I keep it on the cable. You know what I'm saying? Go check one of them classic HBO movie channels or something like that. And they got the Sandlot on. Yeah, it's one of those. You barbecued. Your partner is there. I'm going to say it. Your partner. Male, female, whatever y'all, you know, fluffies, whatever they call. However y'all get down, just know that that other significant other is there. Everything going smooth, man. You throw that shit on. Like, y'all being around each other, but it feels like making love. That is wild. Go back to that. That is a wild.
And
not been kind. Oh, but my body is running out of time. You said your clock on your walls is ticking.
I gotta see what, I gotta know what. Give you Shan, what you talking about? What you talking about, Shan?
This nigga, I like this.
Okay.
This is supposed to be that old Marvin Gaye sound.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
I like this.
I know you do.
This was good enough. It wasn't too much.
I did that tunnel again. Good enough.
He's going to do great things in music. This October London right here. I like.
Yeah. I agree. That was phenomenal. All right, well, we are on to the next. The next one. This is one of Greg's this is one of Greg's stables right here. This is one of his marksmen, you know what I'm saying? Eric Bellinger. Yeah. I Don't Want Her, featuring a Compton artist by the name of Problem. You want to hear it? Here it is. I already know what it is. Come on, dog. Now look, I'm like, all right, okay, all right, let me get back to it.
Sorry, Jamie.
It's gonna be a favorite song.
I see him looking at my woman. If they ain't looking, I don't want that girl. If they ain't looking, I don't want it. If they ain't looking, I don't want it. If they ain't looking, I don't want that girl. Nah. Yeah, she bad, ain't she? Why would I wanna keep her to my?
I don't know, man. This ain't that bad. That ain't that bad. I'm not sure if I'm mad at that or not. Let's see what's sharing.
Excuse me, Negro. Uh-oh. Who told you to touch this song? Who? I don't get him. I don't get the hype behind this guy because none of his songs.
Walking down that tunnel again, talking shit. Okay.
None of his songs make me ever want to listen to his song ever again. I haven't heard one that I love. Leave Mac Daddy make you jump the fuck alone, sir. None.
Well, it's safe to say that she didn't like that one. There's nothing we can do about that one, Eric. But I will say, as far as you don't know what all the hype is about him, he does have certain tracks that I like. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not like he don't. Now, individual hits, I mean, it's hit or miss, man. It's he's talented, you know what I'm saying? But maybe the expectations was too much. But I got this song right here that I like by Eric Bellinger. This was pretty cool.
Hear back.
I think I'm falling just a little bit. Push up on me just a little bit, oh yeah.
Spread them moving just a little bit, hey.
I give you more than just a little bit, oh yeah. I've been thinking you and me, cause
spend some quality time.
And you got things like this one. This one's solid.
Yeah.
It's a sample too. I like how he flipped this one. Maybe you might like this one, Shin. Let me know.
It's gonna be a favorite song. Getting high, chilling with my bros.
Ooh.
And you know I got a gang of pre-rolls. Getting high, blazing with the bros. Talking about these hoes. Yeah. Getting high, chilling with my bros. And you know I got a gang of pre-rolls. Getting high, blazing with the bros. Trying to dodge these hoes.
Okay, I mean, come on. You gotta like that one. If you don't like that one, we're gonna fight. That's all I'm gonna say. We're gonna fight if you don't like that one. How about that? All right, let's get to your last one. The last one, I can already see it in the title. And I'm voting against this one already. My Boo by Renee featuring Sydney.
There's got to be some bullshit. I know it is.
Trash.
I know. We about to find out.
Vito, baby. Do you remember, girl, what we had? I was your first and still cool with your dad.
Do you remember, girl,
late nights watching movies on my sofa? Everything was kosher.
Even before you went away to school. Yes, I was mad at you, but you were still my boo. My boo.
I remember late nights talking on the phone. You get upset, hang up, I call you back. No, they get to me. Only nigga never.
I don't like it, but I like certain things about it, if that makes sense. So, no, I'm with you on that one. Leave my boo alone. I halfway like Alicia Keys anyway, so I could barely tolerate her at times. But leave the original alone. They did it as perfect as they could. I don't think anybody outside of Alicia could have did it that. She could have been, you know, played that part. That was the perfect R&B artist for that particular role. I'm not replacing her with maybe a Lauryn Hill, but I love Alicia's voice on that one. So, no. And my boo, the original, when that hit in the club, it go up. Let's see what Shannon says about it.
Told you to touch this.
Violent.
My boo was on a classic album.
That's a fact.
An album not even Usher can ever pop ever
Passions.
Again.
Oh my lord.
He knows it. Why the fuck would he touch this shit? No, sir. Absolutely not.
See? Well, I mean, I have to agree with her. You gotta leave shit alone. Certain shit you gotta leave alone. Now, Britt is up next, and she just sent me a couple, and she sent me two that she likes, you know what I'm saying, and sent over sample. So now I'm about to flip it. I'm flipping the game now. We flipping it now. Let's flip this shit. How many times did I say flip, right? I'm going to play the original, and then we're going to play the sample. And these are the ones that she likes. So I'm assuming she likes the sample version. I know she has to love the original version. Let's get to it. Be thankful for what you got. William. Devon is in the building. You might not have.
Though you may not drive.
You may not drive.
A great big Cadillac.
That's a fact. A Tesla, maybe.
Gangster white wall. TV antennas in the back.
Man, and it smells good.
You may not have.
That's a cheat code right there. Whoever used this, you better have used it right.
Thanks to the white wall. TV antennas in the back.
Oh, man. In Atlanta, it's crazy when this came out.
I wanna
something smells like it. Nigga, this is fried chicken and peach cobbler. You both of the aromas is going. You walk right into that kitchen. It's 197,000 degrees. The lady that's cooking, her back arms saggy than a motherfucker. Yeah, her potato salad is fire. Her potato salad will give you high blood pressure.
That's crazy right there.
The scene with a gangster.
I wanna
dig in the scene with a gangster.
I wanna
dig in the scene with a gangster. Gang chiming in the
It's hard growing up looking at drug dealers with all this.
Oh man, don't do them like that. Don't do them like that, Luda. Luda, hey man, I seen Luda in traffic not too long ago. Yeah, that was just a funny story. I called 12 Cal right after. So that was a nice one. I like that one, Britt. We are one thing Britt gonna do, cause she could talk about this pretty much all day. She gonna dig into that vintage bag. And that motherfucker heavy. It's heavy. It's heavy. To have a song like this in there. Oh. Do you know that? This is green.
Ain't it funny that the way you feel?
Cut up turkey. Turkey leg.
And no matter how you try to hide it, stays you can.
Who dropped the greens on the floor? Nathaniel, come over here and clean this shit up. Had me sweating over this goddamn stove all day and y'all dropped this goddamn pot on the ground. Get the goddamn pot up, Nathaniel. And where's Andre at? I know y'all got a cousin named Andre who used to have that little, what's it called? A nigga had a ducktail. Andre or DeAndre, whichever. That nigga had a ducktail and he could run fast. That was y'all cousin, and he dropped the goddamn greens on the ground. He saved most of them, but he spilled a little bit. Granny's pissed off. That's what this is. So if y'all know y'all music like how y'all say y'all know y'all music, y'all know who sampled this shit, right? This was beautiful. Everybody was dancing. This is the mink coat era. You know what I'm saying? This is the cubic zirconia era. You know what I'm saying? Air Force One is never. Air Force One was probably within its like what, third or fourth season then. Yeah. Yeah. This is Car Club era. Come on, man. That feels good.
Shorty, who you be? Staring at me instantly as I walk into this video. I can feel you digging me.
That's when female rappers, they was in it. They was in the game. It was everywhere. It was kind of like the WNBA when it first came out. Oh my God. The Cynthia Coopers, the Rebecca Lobos, the Lisa Leslies, Cheryl Swoops, like that era right there. Are you crazy? Are you crazy, fool? That was some nice selections. No, Britt, look, man. Phenomenal. Y'all did a good job. I think it's only right that I may have to share a couple of songs, a couple of artists and stuff like that. I think I will. Let me dig through the Rolodex. Now, Shan, this one, you want to talk about trickery in the beginning. The trickery don't happen in the beginning on that song. It happens. I wouldn't necessarily say the middle, but it's not in the very beginning. You know what I'm saying? It's not in the opener. But when you hear this, and I approve, I liked it, and I like the artist too, because she got, it's a little bit of ratchetness to her. You know what I mean? But here we go. Hey. Anne Marie. can't leave you alone. And I just gave you a hint right there, Shan.
My pussy dumb, drink that some fizz. But that's a little baby gone, brought people fizz. Tonight it's about to get real.
Okay,
it's about to get real, boy.
She's starting out strong for me.
You know what I'm on, he ain't nobody. You gone off the switch.
Hypnotized already.
I know that you need it, you're my soul and body. I know that it's mean and I know that you mean it. Things that nobody's ever did your body like I do. When nobody's made me feel like you. We on the same page, no need to go straight. Turn your phones off, tell your niggas we straight. Tell your niggas we straight. So don't get in the way.
All right, Shan. That was foreplay right there. Now it's time to get to the part where the trickery starts. But I like it though. She pulled it off to me.
And you know that I can't.
Come on, you got me. Oh, she's a 69 guy. 69 goddess. Get off of it. She nasty. Oh, she is filthy, boss. Now let me know, Shan. Hit me up on Twitter if that's a good song. You know what I'm saying? Give me a thumbs up or the green checkbox or a handshake. You know, that's one of my favorite emojis is the handshake. I love handshakes. Daps, really. But let me know, man. Because I mean, I think we've agreed all episode from your lineup. Now, this one right here, I gotta flip it. I'm gonna play the original and then play the sample, which is probably, I don't know where it's ranked, but personally, I would rank it top three all time. Not saying that this is like a top three R&B song. This is just a top three song. Music track in general across all genres. That it ain't hard to tell by Nas, and I haven't finished this list yet, but those two are up there. But the original, nigga, when I say no words, you had to, this is, Three Stacks had to be inspired by this. He had to. Tomorrow. This, it gives you hope. Like, if you feeling bad, if I promise you, if you play this track, you'll still be mad afterwards, but you'll feel better about being mad. This is therapy for your ears. Imagine the type of weed you had to be off of to create some shit like this. This is how edibles feel when you take the right one and you microdose and layer it, and then it hits the peak right here. That's a hybrid. You're gonna be up and then you're gonna go down. I promise you. But all y'all people that's looking into getting into edibles and stuff like that, or just smoking in general, the Mary Jane, this, if marijuana was a track, it would be this right here. Play this at my funeral. And when I get ascended to heaven, I want this to be played. This or Euphoria. That's not bad, right? I know, that's a classic. No, you're welcome. You're welcome. You know what I'm saying? You know, man. Now the sample right behind it, though. I mean, this is a game that you trying to spit like, dog, I'm like in a fourth grade when this came out. Some shit like that. Fourth or fifth grade when this shit came out. But I'm trying to talk. See, look, I caught y'all off guard. Look at y'all. Look. You not staying on your. It's the wrong song. It's the wrong song. I caught y'all slipping. Hey, let me tell you something. I tried to catch y'all slipping. I tried to catch y'all slipping, man. But y'all good. Y'all good. I like that. But nonetheless, Tevin Campbell did sample that track. No, he did sample it, and when I tell you, this shit was probably played at everybody's graduation in the 90s. Nigga, they played this at a 1976 graduation. This was one of the... Niggas was walking across stage happy. He had on a Crip sweater in the video. You thought I don't remember, huh? And his homie was on the piano. I thought it was a bowl cut, but he had a legit flat top. Man, what? And a smile on my face. We can go everywhere you want. It was a nigga in there that looked like Drake. He had a flat top too with glasses. The nigga looked like Drake. Guys, go watch the video. It was all killers, like all young kids on the instrument. And it was the chorus. That shit a banger, right? That's a winner. We gonna ride this out. No, I'm not. I ain't gonna write it out. It's so much. That nigga, that was a classic right there. Shan, thank you. Britt, thank you. Self, thank you. Narcissism, thank you. Being a Capricorn, I appreciate you. Phenomenal songs, man. You know, I think we are on the winning side here. We have more songs that we did like that than we didn't. Lola Brooke, you know what it is. It's, you know, Eric Bellinger, ain't no beef. Ain't no beef. Coco, we didn't like it, but we also didn't say we liked it. You know what I'm saying? So be careful, man. You don't want to upset the legends and they fan base. You got to be careful when you sampling this stuff, man. It's a serious game. The sampling game got off into the movie business. Some of these movies is doing repeats and we don't, you know, or do-overs and we don't need it. We don't need the aesthetics. You know what I'm saying? Continuation films. Nah, man. Some stuff you got to leave alone. That I love the attempt, though, because I'm a creative person. I feel like, nigga, this is somebody's 80s or this is somebody's 90s, my nigga. They gonna need a classic. So it's dope that they could get a classic that came from a vintage classic. Like, niggas gotta dig to the 90s and the 80s. And like we're like black and white status now to these niggas. For real. I was born in 1982, December 23rd. That's a call. I'm old, bro. I'm